A major campaign has been launched to save the Awá people of the Brazilian Amazon, who have been called the Earth's most threatened tribe. The initiative was launched this week by Survival International, which is the only organization working for tribal people's rights worldwide. The Awá's territory has been invaded by a vast army of illegal loggers, ranchers, and settlers. The situation is now so critical that experts have spoken of the tribe's possible extinction. Lydia O'Kane spoke with Fiona Watson, research director at Survival International, about the tribe and their plight.
Perhaps you could start by telling us who they exactly are.
Yes, the Awá are a very small tribe of hunter-gatherers, and they're nomadic. They're one of two remaining nomadic hunter-gatherer tribes in the Amazon in Brazil, and they are extremely threatened because their lands have been invaded for over a long time, but now the pace of the invasion is massive, and this is putting them in grave danger. One of the unique things about the Awá being a nomadic hunter-gatherer tribe is they rely totally on the forest for everything, for their livelihood, for their food, for building their houses. Everything they need is in the forest. And because the forest is being destroyed at such a fast rate, Awá hunters have told me, for example, that all the game that they rely on, that's things like monkeys, wild pigs, deer, all the forest animals, which is their food source, are disappearing fast. Either they're fleeing or they're being destroyed as the forests are being burnt. So they're extremely worried about this because they fear that they're not going to be able to feed their children and they're going hungry. They also collect fruits and nuts from the forest, and they use fibers from the trees to build their houses, to build the roofs, and the women make beautiful skirts and baby slings from a palm fiber in the forest. So it means absolutely everything to them. They also have a very strong spiritual connection to the forest.
Tell me, how many of the Awá are left? And you were talking about threatened. I mean, have some of them actually been killed?
Yes, there are about 360 Awá who are in contact with National Society, and they live in four communities. And they have been contacted since 1973, when the Brazilian Indian Affairs Department decided, because of the dangers in the region, which had been opened up for a huge development project called the Greater Carajás Project. This was a project to open up the Carajás mine. A railway was built through Awá land, many roads, and all of this has facilitated the invasion. So the first contacts happened in 1973. However, we reckon that there are another 25% more Awá who are uncontacted, and they're very clear signs that they're out there. Awá report when they go hunting that they see signs of uncontacted Awá in the forest, and we know that FUNAI, the Indian Affairs Department, recently did an expedition and found evidence of abandoned hunting camps. So they're out there, but in grave danger.
What is the Brazilian government doing?
Well, the Brazilian government has demarcated, that is officially mapped out and recognized, four territories where the Awá live. However, they are not protecting the areas, and this is the huge problem. These invasions by cattle ranchers, by settlers, and by loggers are totally illegal because the land has been recognized. But it's not enough to recognize the land. They need to have a permanent presence on the ground, more people on the ground to protect the area. And I think also the justice system needs to work better. What happens so often is that they mount these operations. They send in the Environment Agency and the Federal Police. For example, they did one just a few months ago. They found sawmills working 5 kilometers from the border of the Awá territory. They've closed them down. They've confiscated the wood, but the loggers will be back. So they need to impose prison sentences, very severe fines on these people. They've got to be much better and stronger deterrents. And also, there are a number of cases in the courts where cattle ranchers, who are very powerful people, they're economically and politically well-connected, are contesting the order by a judge to leave the area. Now, this could go on for 20 or 30 years up to the Supreme Court, that they keep appealing in the courts against moving, against these eviction orders. And the Awá simply do not have the time to wait. I mean, if we wait 20 years, the uncontacted Awá will have been destroyed. It'll be a genocide.
I wanted to talk about your campaign. I wanted to ask you, what are the aims of your campaign?
Well, the aim of the campaign is to get as many people around the world to go onto Survival's website, to watch the film and the appeal fronted by Colin Firth, and to send a message to the Minister of Justice asking him to take action. In fact, the solution is very simple. If the authorities act now, then the AWA can be saved. But we need public opinion. We need a groundswell of support from around the world to put pressure on the government. And we know that the Brazilian government is susceptible. It does care about its international image. Now is the time to act.
You mentioned there that Colin Firth is fronting the appeal. How helpful is that in your campaign?
I think it's very helpful because he is, you know, a Hollywood star. He's won an Oscar. But he himself is, I think, very committed to human rights and in particular to tribal peoples. And in fact, he's been a long-term supporter of Survival. So I think having that appeal, if you like, he's a very well-known person. That will really help get the news out there. And we also have the person who composed the music is a Grammy Award winner, a Brazilian composer called Heitor Pereira. So I think that combination will really appeal to people. And I think also, very importantly and uniquely, this is almost the first time that people around the world will be able to hear the AWA themselves. This is the AWA speaking out about how they live, how they view the forest, how and what they want, and then talking about their problems and asking for help.
Finally, when you said that, is this a testimony, I suppose, to how far we've come with regard to media, that they can do this now?
Yes, I mean, I think, you know, it was great. The AWA wanted this film to happen. Survival has been working with them for many years. Our film team went in there, made this film very much with the AWA. So we feel that this is, empowering for them. Fantastic that here you have this tribe, very isolated still, in the middle of the Amazon, able to speak out to the whole world. And I think we really hope that, you know, with that voice, the AWA are wonderful people. I visited them many times, and they're very gentle people. They're full of humor. They're full of humanity. They live wonderfully together as a community because their very survival as a nomadic people relies on working together. They're a fantastic example of what it is to be a real community and human beings who care for each other and care for the animals in the forest. Fantastic people, and I really hope that this campaign will mean that they will be able to live on peace in their lands.